Getting in to empty doesn't mean actually doing all the actions and projects that you've collected. It just means identifying each item and deciding what it is, what it means, and what you're going to do with it. The best way to learn this is by doing, but there are a few basic rules to follow. First, process the top item first. Second, process one item at a time. And third, never put anything back into in. Let me elaborate. Top item first. Even if the second item down is a personal note to you from the president, and the top item is a piece of junk mail, you've got to process the junk mail first. The verb process does not mean spend time on. It just means decide what the thing is and what action is required and then dispatch it accordingly. Most people get to their in-basket or their email and look for the most urgent, most fun, or most interesting stuff to deal with first. But that's not processing your in-basket. When you're in processing mode, you must get into the habit of starting at one end and just cranking through items one at a time in order. As soon as you break that rule and process only what you feel like processing, you'll invariably begin to leave things unprocessed. Then it will back up all over your desk and office. One item at a time. You may find you have a tendency, while processing your in-basket, to pick something up, not know exactly what you want to do about it, and then let your eyes wander onto another item farther down the stack and get engaged with it. That item may be more attractive to your psyche because you know right away what to do with it. This is dangerous territory. What's in your hand is likely to land on an amorphous stack on the side of your desk because you become distracted by something easier, more important, or more interesting below it. Don't do this. Most people also want to take a whole stack of things out of the in-basket at once, put it right in front of them, and try to crank through it. Although I empathize with the desire to deal with a big chunk, I constantly remind clients to put back everything but the one item on top. The focus on just one thing forces the requisite attention and decision-making to get through all your stuff. Nothing goes back into in. There's a one-way path out of in. Eliminate the bad habit of continually picking things up out of in, not deciding what they mean or what you're going to do about them, and then just leaving them there.